These are the same data that we had on the histogram slide, our first one from the text anyways. Same scores, 1 through 7, and the frequencies associated with the scores. But instead of bars, we have a point that corresponds to the height of each bar. And one additional thing, and that is that the polygon is connected to the y-axis down at a frequency of 0. So it closes off a space that we didn't quite do with the histogram. So notice that we have a score of 0 on the far left. It was not a score in our distribution, but we've included 0 so that we could draw a line from the first height of the first bar down to the axis. And on the right, far right side, we have a score of 8 so that we can connect back down to the axis, even though these scores were not actually part of our survey or study in the first place. So the two differences between the histogram and the polygon, one is it connects on both ends to the x-axis back down with a frequency of 0, and two, it uses the height of the bars and plots the point at the midpoint of the bar rather than using the bars themselves. Other than that, they represent exactly the same thing. Polygons tend to be a little bit easier to use in some ways because they give us a little bit better sense of the shape of the distribution, but for all intents and purposes, they're the same thing.